everybody. Welcome back to another With Bible with Pastor Kevin. Today we will actually be, we're supposed to be reading Ezekiel chapter 27 and 28, but I will actually be reading from chapter 28 verses 1 through 10 because that's where our questions come from. But yeah, please do read both chapters on your own time. So let's start reading together. Chapter 28 verse 1. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, say to the ruler of Tyre, this is what the sovereign Lord says. In the pride of your heart you say, I am a god. I sit on the throne of a god in the heart of the seas. But you are a mere mortal and not a god, though you think you are as wise as a god. Are you wiser than Daniel? Is no secret hidden from you? By your wisdom and understanding you have gained wealth for yourself and amassed gold and silver in your treasuries. By your great skill in trading, you have increased your wealth, and because of your wealth, your heart has grown proud. Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Because you think you are wise as God, I am going to bring foreigners against you, the most ruthless of nations. They will draw their swords against your beauty and wisdom and pierce your shining splendor. They will bring you down to the pit, and you will die a violent death. In the heart of the seas, will you then say, I am a god, in the presence of those who kill you? You will be but a mortal, not a god, in the hands of those who slay you. You will die the death of the uncircumcised at the hands of foreigners. I have spoken, declares the sovereign Lord. So this passage is actually kind of scary to me, honestly, because at least what Ezekiel is telling us about the nation of Tyre, it seems very similar to America. They're very wealthy. They're very beautiful. It says that the world sees their splendor. And they also believe that they themselves are very wise. They believe that they themselves are God. And America has a very long history of, you know, being or saying that they are God's nation, especially to the rest of the world. And I think that it's really interesting to see that even though God, yes, he did use an unjust and vicious king to bring judgment sometimes, that doesn't mean that everyone else is not going to receive judgment. In fact, we see here that the king of Tyre will also be receiving judgment through the king of Babylon, even though he is a foreign power. And it's interesting to note that he does not use his own people because his own people were also disobedient. And I think there's something to be said about God's character in that he doesn't really play favorites. He's as fair and as just as anyone could possibly be in this world. And I think we have to trust in that sort of righteousness. Now, back to what I said in the first point, I think this is kind of like a warning passage to America and to other wealthy nations around the world because they have gotten drunk. They have gotten very comfortable off of the money and the resources and frankly the blood of many other smaller countries, lesser countries around the world. And so I believe that this is also a pronouncement of judgment upon all of those nations too. So we should keep that in mind. We should remember that in these stories, America is not Israel. We are not the powerless, weak country that God made his people. Okay? America is the people. We are the people in power. We are essentially Babylon in a lot of these stories. So I think it's a good reminder to us to stay humble and to remember God's purposes in our lives. So yeah, let's pray together and we'll end for today. God, we thank you for continuing to keep us humble, no matter how wealthy and prosperous this nation gets. I pray that we do not forget that it is only by your favor, it is only by your will. So God, continue to be with us, continue to walk with us, and give us wisdom to do things according to your way, God, and your wisdom. We thank you so much, and in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining us on another With Bible episode. Hope you guys enjoy it. And yeah, I'll see you guys on the next one. Bye now.